Speaking to a conference in Washington on Thursday, Ambassador Mustafa says the assault on the Syrian village of Sukariya near the Iraqi border occurred when U.S. helicopters attacked a group of people building a home. Syria has demanded that the United States and Iraq apologize and investigate the attack, which Mustafa says killed 8 civilians.
They killed all these guys, and then 2 other helicopters went down, and the soldiers from those helicopters moved around the bodies, being sure that each single person was killed and shooting additional bullets into the bodies. It was a criminal terrorist attack against unarmed, innocent civilians.
Ambassador Mustafa says a father and 4 of his sons were killed. He says a husband and wife also died. Mustafa says an 8th man, a fisherman, also was killed in the raid. He says all those who died were Syrian. The Bush administration has neither confirmed nor denied the attack, and the identities of the victims have not been independently identified. U.S. officials, speaking anonymously, say the operation targeted the leader of a smuggling network used to send foreign fighters, weapons, and money to Iraq. The officials say U.S. commandos killed several armed men, including Abu Ghadiyah, whom they identified as a leader of the insurgent group Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Ambassador Mustafa questioned the timing of the attack, indicating that relations between Syria and the United States have recently improved. He pointed out that U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met in September with her Syrian counterpart on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly. This month, U.S. Army General David Petraeus, former top military commander in Iraq, said there has been a dramatic decrease in the number of foreign fighters coming across the Syrian border into Iraq. In his speech to the National Council on U.S. Arab Relations, Mustafa charged that the attack might have been launched to manipulate American voters' attitudes ahead of next week's presidential election.
Some people within the administration believe that it's time to re-engage with Syria, while others say, look, this is an election time. We need to do something to remind the people that we have crisis in Iraq and we are fighting against Al-Qaeda. Let's do something, you know, Rambo style, so that we can steer emotions and ideas within the hearts and minds of the American people so that they might reconsider their elections positions.
The Syrian ambassador's comments came on the same day that thousands of people rallied in Damascus to protest the raid. The crowd chanted anti-American slogans, but dispersed peacefully after several hours. The U.S. Embassy in Damascus closed for the day because of security concerns. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.